decided here, and we're getting set for the third place contest between the number 2 seed at Alton Comet and the number 4 seed Lesterville Bearcats. Alton Comet basketball today brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank, Paintmasters Collision Repair, Alton CarQuest Auto Parts, Alton Gun and Pawn, the Fuel Express, Simpson's True Value, Hollis Insurance Agency, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent in Alton, and the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton, Missouri. And all two games already done here at the Kamuhl Holiday Tournament. There are two games left. Our game, which is for third place, and, of course, the championship game later this evening as the Thayer Bobcats take on the Dora Falcons. We'll have that one here on K-Country 95 as well. Both teams are on the floor taking their warm-ups. We're about 10 minutes away from the tip here at the Kabul High School Gym. I guess games are running a little bit ahead of schedule, which is a whole lot better than we were last Friday when we got to be about an hour and a half behind. But things are running a little bit early. If you're coming out for the Alton game, you'll need to kind of hurry your pace up a little bit. You've got about 10 minutes till we tip this thing off here this afternoon. We'll take our first break of the day. We'll be back. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
You can count on Simpson True Value for low prices on everyday essentials. Right now, choose a package of Bounty paper towels with six big rolls or a six-pack of Charmin bath tissue mega rolls for just $9.99 each. Bounty cleans the mess with less, and Charmin bath tissue is soft and strong. Stock up on several of these supplies for a low-price bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Kabul High School Gym, the Kabul Holiday Tournament. It's been a great 5 days of basketball. Of course, we had basketball here. This tournament started on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Had the day off yesterday, everybody, to get a little rest of their weary legs. And we're back for the championship round tonight. Already two games are in the books here. The losers bracket game goes to Plato today. They dominated Kabul. Plato gets the victory in that one. In the consolation game just a few moments ago, Gainesville pulled away late and beat Norwood by 19, 60-41 in the final. So the Gainesville Bulldogs out of Ozark County take the consolation trophy. Gainesville, by the way, coming in, was the number 7 seed in the tournament, so they finished about where the coaches thought they might finish. Norwood coming in was the number 9 seed. Of course, they had the upset over Kabul early in the ball game. Early in the tournament, then lost to Norwood in the quarterfinals, or they lost to Dora in the quarterfinals before beating Licking in the consolation bracket. So Gainesville, after losing Alton, they beat Chadwick and then won again today to win the consolation trophy. We're getting ready for the third-place game. It's the Alton Comets. Alton got a win in the first round as the number 2 seed. They had no problem as they knocked off Ludy. By a pretty good score. And then Alton played Gainesville in the quarterfinal round. They got the win there, 67-57. and then lost on a buzzer beater to the Thayer Bobcats in the semifinals. 33-32, I believe, the final, 37-36. Anyway, they lost that one again in the buzzer beater in the semifinals. I expect there'll be a good ball game tonight. I think these two teams are just going to get out and go. And I haven't had anybody tell me that that's the case. By the way, 39-37 was that loss. I think these two teams just going to say, you know what, we got nothing to lose now. We're in the third-place game. Let's go win us a trophy. And that really is Alton Comet basketball at its best. I don't think when you can slow them down, play a half-court game, that really is what they like to do. They got the big man in the middle. They like him to get a rebound, kick it out to a guard, and go. And they want to play fast. And I think Lesterville likes to play fast as well. So this one should be a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to listen to. We hope that you will stay tuned. We're going to take another break. We'll be back and take a look at your starting lineups for today's third-place game, Alton Comet, Lesterville Bearcats. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Back here on Ecom Sports, we get ready for the Alton Comet basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95, first of our doubleheader. And we are getting started just a little bit early here. Alton Comet boosters for tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer, and your Harps Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. Remember, after every ball game we broadcast on K-Country 95, you can go back and listen to it later on our podcast, brought to you by Harps Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. And that's every game we broadcast, not just Alton Comet. How about the Alton Lady Comets, Thayer Bobcat boys and girls, Mammoth Spring boys and girls, and of course, the Thayer football. You can catch most of the entire season on our podcast on the website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's game. First up for the Lesterville Bearcats, if they start it the same way they started here on Saturday, it'll be the senior heavy lineup. They start four seniors, just like the Alton Comets do. It'll be Vince Matthews, the senior, wearing number one. Nolan Mathis is a sophomore. He's a sharpshooting guard, wearing number three. Brandon Myers is a senior, wearing number 21. Holden Loftman, who might be their best player, wears number 24. And James Gibson, the big kid in the middle, wears number 30. For the Alton Comets, it'll be Drew Clary, the senior, along with senior Andy Morrison, senior Eli King, the big senior in the middle, Colby Kernodle, and the junior, Kanan Heck, the Comets' leading scorer. We're just about 2 minutes away from the tip-off. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. On the square in Alton.
Upgrade your safety essentials with this bargain of the month from Simpson True Value in Alton. Right now, the TrueGuard 2500 lumen LED flashlight is only $29.99. The TrueGuard flashlight is made of durable aircraft aluminum. It comes with complete 9 AA batteries. It has an easy push, high low off button, and is water resistant too. Get this bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
We're back here at the Kabul High School gym getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups here. And give us time to remind you we've got more basketball coming up later tonight. Championship game between the Thayer Bobcats and the Dora Falcons. And we are really looking forward to that one. Alton Comets are going to wear the blue uniforms here with the gold trim as they're going to be the visitors on the scoreboard despite the fact they are the higher seed. And that's, I don't know how that worked out exactly, but it did. And the Bearcats of Lesterville will wear the red uniforms, and they will be the home team on the scoreboard. Again, let's check that lineup for the Alton Comets. It'll be Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Eli King, Kanan Heck, and Colby Kernodal. Comets are 8-2 on the year coming into the ball game tonight here with the Bearcats of Lesterville. And for Lesterville will be number one, Vince Matthews. Number three, Nolan Mathis. Number 21, that is Brendan Myers. Number 24, Holden Loughman. And number 30, James Gibson. Both teams starting four seniors. The fifth starter for Lesterville is a sophomore, and the Alton Comets, four seniors and the junior, Andy Heck. Our officials are on the scene, and looks like we'll have a three-man officiating crew for this game. We've been using two-man crews for the entire tournament, but looks like here for the final two games of the tournament, the third place and the championship, three-man crews. They are ready to go. Both teams on the floor. Again, it's unusual to see both teams supporting the school colors on the floor. Usually somebody's wearing the white, but not tonight. Alton wearing the blue, trimmed in the gold, and Lesterville will wear the red. Colby Kernodal steps into the center circle. He'll jump it up with Gibson, and the tip controlled in the backcourt by Eli King, and then he will get tied up, and held below will belong to Lesterville. So are they going to re-jump it? I think they're going to re-jump this thing. I know the officials talking to one of the players. Well, they're going to have the two players that were involved in the held ball get in and jump it. Well, that's kind of unusual. But that's what they're going with. Most coaches seem to be okay with that. So Eli King will jump it up against Nolan Mathis. And tip up control by the Lesterville Bearcats. They got it back to number 21, Brendan Myers. He's a lot of fun to watch play in the paint. He's a big-bodied kid. He gets it out front. Ball taken there by Matthews. Over to Myers. Myers going to the high post for Matthews. Looking to shoot in the lane, and he traveled with the basketball. Matthews going to be called for the travel, and the Alton Comets will get it back. So things starting out kind of strange here in this third-place game at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton coming up against the man-to-man defense of the Bearcats out of Lesterville, Missouri. All working on the perimeter. Got it to Kanan Heck. Kanan looking to power the ball down inside. Back out to King. King swings it around the horn. Hex got it now in the right corner. Gets it down inside the Cronodal. Powers it up and in. 2 points for Colby Cronodal. Now the Alton Comets have the early lead. 7:18 to go in the first quarter. Alton with that 2-2-1 pressure. Not really throwing it on real tight. And Lesterville gets it across the timeline with Loftman. Loftman will back it back out near midcourt, and they'll start the offense from there. Alton playing the 2-3 zone. Lesterville working around the side. Got it on the right side wing to Loftman. Got it inside from Matthews. Matthews now to Loftman for a 3-point try. That is no good. Rebound controlled by Cronodal. And here come the Comets. Chance to go up by two buckets early. They'll bounce it down to King on the baseline. Kicks it back out on top to Andy Morrison. Andy steps it into the lane. Gives it across diagonally down to Cronodal. Makes a nice move on the baseline. And gets the 2 points. Well, Comets establishing it early. Going to power it into the big 6'9 senior as long as they can. Here's a quick shot by Mathis on the other end for the Bearcats. No good. Rebound tipped out by Cronodal. Got it to Heck. Heck up the floor to Eli King. Pulls up on the wing. Now steps within 15 feet of the bucket. Throws up a shot. No good. We're going to get a foul on Colby Cronodal. And number one, Vince Matthews goes down hard in the lane. Colby reaching out trying to grab that basketball, and he grabbed Matthews instead. And the foul on Cronodal will be his first of the afternoon. So first foul of the game and the first two baskets going to Colby Cronodal, 6'9 senior. Going to be a force in this game tonight for sure. Alton still in that 2-2-1 press. They come up a little further on the court now. Ball's inbounded to Matthews for Lesterville. Gives it over to Loftman. Loftman back to Matthews. And he'll step it across the timeline. Take it to the right side wing. Give it back outside to Loftman. Loftman lobs it to the high post for Myers. Myers down the right side of the lane trying to get it back outside. Ball stolen by Clary. Clary feeds it up ahead to Kane and Heck. Driving down the right side of the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Clary down with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. So Droopy gets his first two of the night. And Alton now up 6-0, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Lesterville breaks the press, got it to Matthews in the corner. He'll fire a three. That one rattles home. Vince Matthews hits a three off the left wing in the corner. So far, Lesterville hadn't done anything but shoot threes over the top of the Comet zone. Alton with the ball in the offensive end. They get it to the free throw line to Clary. Kicked it out in the left corner for Eli King. King back over to Clary. He'll get it down to Cronodal. Cronodal spinning in the lane, now travel with the basketball. Yeah, he was kind of leaning in the defense, thought there's going to be somebody there to hold him up, and there wasn't anybody there, and he kind of stumbled a little bit. Well, the Comets turn it over with 5:17 to go in the first quarter. It'll be Lesterville ball. They inbound it and got it to Myers on a give and go, and over to Matthews. He'll take it across the timeline for Lesterville. They'll set the offense against the 2-3 zone. Go to Loftman. Loftman into the lane. Shot blocked by Cronodal. And the loose ball picked up by Alton. Here come the Comets on the break. They get it down quick to Eli King. Head and shoulder fake. Back up again with a fake. Shot was partially blocked. Ball gets on the floor. Cronodal down there came up with it. And now loses it, and it's picked up by Clary. Good hustle by the Alton Comets on this possession. And what about the big man, 6'9", getting on the floor? And we're going to get a whistle now on the lane as Clary took it inside the free throw line. And he is going to be fouled by number three, Nolan Mathis. That'll be number one on Mathis. First team foul on Lesterville. Comets will inbound the ball with a 6-3 lead, 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Eli King, trigger man, brings it in on top for Morrison. Thought about taking the three, now it doesn't. Passes to the right wing to King in the corner to Clary. Down low to Cronodal. Backs his way in again. Puts the shot up too strong, no good. And the rebound is off the hands of Lesterville and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. First substitution of the afternoon, Brandon DeWolf will check in for the Alton Comet. Kanan Heck will check out of the game. And Eli King will inbound the ball to the right side of the glass down along the Comet baseline. Got it into DeWolf out front. He'll feed over to Morrison. He'll give him the left corner for King. King. Out to Clary, just to the left of the free throw circle. Hands it over to DeWolf. DeWolf will give it back to King on the left wing. King penetrates into the free throw circle, pulls up his dribble. Gives it back to DeWolf. DeWolf now to Clary. Clary trying to step in the lane, lost the handle on the ball. And the loose ball picked up by Mathis for Lesterville. Here come the Bearcats. Chance to get back to within one here. They get it in the corner for Myers. Myers brings it out to the wing on the dribble and feeds it out to Matthews. Matthews going to Loftman in the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. Holden Loftman, best player on this Lesterville team. He's a good shooter, good defender, good athlete. Alton out by one. A 5-0 run for Lesterville. Alton gets the ball down to Cronodal on the baseline. 10-foot jumper wouldn't go down for him. And Lesterville down with the rebound. Loftman kicked it up the floor for Mathis. His three-point try no good. Rebound, Eli King goes up high. Gets it out quickly to the Comets. All the way down to DeWolf on the lay in. That was kind of quite a pass right there by Drew Clary. Clary caught that ball on the run up the left sideline, and he saw DeWolf streak into the bucket and hit him right in stride. Here's a steal by Clary. Clary in midcourt driving it to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound, Morrison. He follows it up and in with a circus shot. Morrison shot that one up backwards over his head, and he got it to roll down. That was under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Alton back up by five at 10-5, but we're going to get a foul. Coming the other way, they'll stop play. Andy Morrison called for the foul. That'll be team foul number two against the Alton Comets. And Alton making big change here. Morrison, Cronodal, and Drew Clary off the floor. Dalton Sharp, Kanan Heck, and Jed Montgomery will check into the game. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. Alton by five. Lesterville with a basketball. Here's Matthews going into the lane. Face left, moves right. Shot blocked by Dalton Sharp. Rebound comes down to the Comets. Kanan Heck races up the floor, stops at the wing, kicks it outside. D'Li King. Now over to Kanan Heck. Kanan looks like he's wanting to score. Got it over to Montgomery. Now D'Li King fakes the three. Now makes the move toward the bucket. Pulls it back out to Montgomery. Montgomery in the lane. Kicks it out. D'Li King at the three-point line on the left side. King curls his way across the lane. Trying to go up with a shot. That was blocked. And the rebound taken by Lesterville. Here comes Loftman. Got it down on the corner for Mathis, who scores the three. Nolan Mathis, his first three-pointer of the night. Lesterville scored 8 points, six of them coming off the three-point shot. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Alton's lead is back to two. They've got the ball here. Kanan Heck going to the free throw line on the dribble drive. Kicks it back outside to Brandon DeWolf. He'll give it to Eli King. And King bringing it to the top. His long pass is going to be intercepted by Mathis. Mathis, goes to the baseline. Kicks it back outside now to Loftman. Loftman going to Matthews. Matthews off to Myers. He couldn't get a shot. Gives it out to Loftman. His shot from the free throw line too hard. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Kanan Heck. He takes it up the floor for the Comets. He'll now bring it back out and reset the offense. Minute 21 to go in the first quarter. Alton by two with the basketball. Here's a travel call on Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf trying to make a move. Picked up the pivot foot before the dribble hit the floor. Got to dribble it first. Substitution for Lesterville. Number one is out. Number two checking in. That is Aiden Mathis. And also checking in, number 14. That is Cameron Boyer. As he gets to Mathis off the Boyer on the baseline. Looking down the middle, he traveled with the ball. Made a move on the baseline, tried to stop and shuffled his feet. So with a minute seven to go in the first quarter, Alton with a two-point lead in the ball. Mathis going to come out, pick up Jed Montgomery at midcourt. Jed takes it across the timeline. Gives it up to DeWolf. Now over to Eli King on the left side wing. King holds it out around the volleyball line, goes in the corner with it now to DeWolf, and he traveled again. Brandon DeWolf, last two times he's touched it, has traveled with it. And the Comets have a little trouble getting into an offensive flow here. Going to make a substitution. It's going to be Drew Clary checking back in on the next whistle. Ben Ash will check in as well for the Alton Comets. Lesterville with it. Number two, Mathis, gives over to the other Mathis, Nolan Mathis. And now to Loftman on the left side wing. Loftman goes out top for Cameron Boyer. Swings the right side down in the corner. Now into the middle for Gibson. Gibson wanted to take a shot, couldn't get rid of it, and gives it back up outside. There goes Mathis with a shot. Nolan Mathis, good from the baseline. Nolan Mathis. And here on the other end, the Comets get all the way down the floor with a Kanan Heck. Kanan Heck all the way to the bucket and gets the lay-in. That makes it 12-10 Alton. And here come the Bearcats again in the middle of the lane. Loftman lays it up in the left hand, and it's good. And that's the buzzer to end our first quarter. Good, clean quarter. 12-12. We're tied in the third place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with your second quarter. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, third place game. Alton Comet and the Lesterville Bearcats have played 8 minutes, and it's tied. So we played 8 minutes for nothing. Score is all tied. We haven't made any progress whatsoever. 12-12 is our score. Alton Comet open up the second quarter with the basketball. Here they come. Andy Morrison brings it across the timeline. Comet back to the starters on the floor, with the exception of Dalton Sharpen there in place of Colby Kernodle. Alton will back it out. Eli King, top of the key. It was over to Andy Morrison. Morrison back out to Kanan Heck on top, who just hit his first field goal of the game just a few moments ago, right before we took the quarter break. Alton handles the ball now out on the perimeter. Lesterville had opened in a man-to-man. Now they've gone zone. Comets seem to be a little bit confused by it right here. Alton going to the right side. Andy Morrison open for a three. That one bounces off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lesterville. Here come the Bearcats. Number two with it, that is Aiden Mathis. He'll give it out to Vince Matthews. Matthews brings it out on top to Nolan Mathis. Mathis over to Boyer. Boyer going to a high post with it there for Myers. Myers turns, faces the bucket, couldn't get a shot away, and feeds it outside. Now here's a pass by Mathis. Trying to go to the other Mathis, and the ball is deflected and goes out of bounds. Now Dalton Sharp will come out of the game as Colby Kernodle is back in. So the Alton Comets back to their starters on the floor, and it'll be the same way for Lesterville as number 30, James Gibson, and number 24, Holden Lothman. Check back in for the Bearcats. Bearcats with it. Out between the circles, Lothman got it. Almost traveled. They got rid of it to Mathis and got it right back. Lothman. Alton now playing the 2-3 zone. That's where they've been all night defensively, that 2-3 zone. Kernodle hanging way back, or you'd call it a 2-1-2. Here goes the give to Matthews. Matthews in the lane, gifted across the lane to Myers, who couldn't score, but he is fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 30. That is Drew Clary. That'll be the first of the night on Droopy. And the third team foul on the Alton Comets. Been a very clean game from the foul standpoint. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Bearcats have only called for one foul. Alton's only been called for three, and there's a free throw for Myers. Brendan Myers, and he hits it. He's got his first point of the night. Four different Bearcats have scored in the game, and make it 2 points for Brendan Myers, and Lesterville has taken the lead now, 14-12. So first time Lesterville has led in the ball game today. Alton got out to a 6-0 lead early. Comets with the ball here, got it into the lane for Eli King, and there's a three-second call. Eli just didn't quite know what to do with it before he decided to dribble and take it to the bucket. He's called for 3 seconds. So Alton now going to apply a little more pressure in the backcourt. There's a pass up to midcourt. They got it there to Myers. Myers down the middle of the lane, kicked it back out in the corner for Mathis. Mathis to Matthews, back to Mathis for three, and it's good. Nolan Mathis. With his second three-pointer of the night, he's got 8 points to lead all scorers. And Lesterville now leads it by five. Alton Comets with it. Andy Morrison on the right wing. Gives it out top to Eli King. Eli will back it out. Swing it on the right side. And Lesterville, they're playing that zone down there, a little 2-3 zone. And Comets really seem bothered by it. On the offensive end. Now they get Kane and Heck free. He'll go toward the bucket, pull up, shoot, and score. Kane and Heck shook his man in the zone, got wide open for the 15-footer, and he nailed it. Now the Alton Comets back to within three. Lesterville with the ball, Loftman up the floor, takes it to the left wing, feeds it outside to Myers. Myers going cross court to Matthews. Matthews back to Myers in the lane, turnaround jumper is good. First field goal of the night for Brendan Myers. He's got 4 points, and Lesterville back up by five, 19-14. Alton with the ball trying to stay close in. Morrison backs it out. Leads it around on the right side to Kane and Heck. Now down to the corner to Eli King. King back out to Morrison. Over to Clary. To Heck in the left corner. They'll lob it down inside now to Kernodle under the bucket for the reverse layup, and it's good. Kernodle with six of the count at 16 tonight. And Alton back to within two, or back to within three. Here to give inside to Myers, and he's going to get fouled as he makes the move in the lane. Made a move, got around Kernodle. Shot wouldn't fall for him, but Colby Kernodle is going to pick up his second foul of the afternoon. And he will check out of the ball game in just a moment. Ben Ash and Dalton Sharp get ready to check in for the Alton Comets. And the first free throw is up and good for Brendan Myers. He has scored the last 5 points for Lesterville. Kernodle and King come out. Ash and Sharp are in for the Alton Comets. We're in the blue uniforms, trimmed in the gold. These are the uniforms I like right here. But I think Alton Comet basketball, these are the uniforms that I imagine seeing them wear. Myers hits the second free throw. He scored the last six for Lesterville. And the Bearcats back up by five. Alton, again, having a little trouble with his own defense of the Lesterville Bearcats. Comets worked the ball out to Morrison. He'll give it in the left corner to Drew Clary. Clary feeds it inside to Dalton Sharp. He couldn't hit the shot and then chases down the rebound on the far side of the floor. Gives off to Heck from the elbow. Jumper is up and it's good. Kane and Heck starting to heat up. He's got six now. He scored the last four that Alton has scored. Lesterville down the floor in a hurry. Mathis has got it down low. Kicks it outside to Loftman. Loftman backs it out. Feeds over to Matthews. Matthews looking to penetrate into the lane. Does. Kicks it back out to Myers. Now back over to Loftman. Comets have picked up the defensive intensity, and they've got a steal. Morrison got a hand on it over to Clary. Clary up to Heck. He fakes, now shoots over Myers, but couldn't get it to drop. And this Lesterville with the rebound. Here come the Bearcats. 3-point lead in the ball in the corner. That is Mathis. Mathis traveled. Yes, he did. Actually, it was Matthews. We have a Matthews and a Mathis, and they look identical. Yeah, there are actually two Mathis, on the floor, but only one of them on the floor. And another substitution, Brandon DeWolf will check into the game for Alton. And Drew Clary comes out. So the Comets with the ball after the unforced turnover. And they've got a chance here to get back to within one with 3:30 to go in the first half. Quick game so far. Kane and Heck with it outside for Alton. Holds it out 30 feet from the bucket. Feeds it over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf gives to Morrison. Morrison penetrates in the lane. A little yo-yo shot. Wouldn't drop. And a rebound controlled by James Gibson for Lesterville. Gibson plays good defense. He's a pretty tall kid. Doesn't do much on the offensive end, but on the defensive end, he rebounds the basketball. And here's a bad shot for Lesterville. Rebounded by Sharp. Comets with it on the semi-break. Get it down to Sharp on the baseline, and he scores on the other end. Dalton Sharp with his first 2 points of the afternoon. And Dalton back to within one, 21-20. Here goes Matthews in the lane, throws up a running one-hander, and he got it to fall. Nice soft touch by Vince Matthews hitting the running one-hander. And Lesterville back up by three again, 23-20. Dalton with the ball. Out on top is Kane and Heck. Goes to the high post to Ben Ash. Ash, one dribble down the right side of the lane. Back out to DeWolf. To Morrison for three. That one's off the back iron. Kane and Heck down the rebound. Then tries to drop a bounce pass across the lane to Ash. And it was intercepted by Lesterville. Here come the Bearcats with a 3-point lead. Loftman, with 2 minutes to go in the first half, will feed it right side to Myers. Myers looking at teammates passing through the lane. Nobody open. Gives it out to Mathis. Mathis, spin move at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Loftman. Loftman back over to Myers. Now to Matthews. Going to the bucket. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go down. Hit the bottom of the rim. And it's rebounded by Dalton Sharp. Alton now with a chance to get back to within one with a bucket. Here's Kane and Heck going down the baseline, lays it up, counting in the foul. Kane and Heck, mentioned earlier, didn't score in the first quarter, starting to heat it up here. He's got 8 in the second quarter. And the Alton Comets are back to within 20. Well, see, count the basket. The length of 23-22 with a minute 43 to go. And Kanan Heck at the free throw line shooting for the tie for the Alton Comets. More substitutions. Ash and Sharper out. Jed Montgomery goes back in, so does Eli King. And now Drew Clary checking back in place of Kanan Heck. And the free throw was good for Heck. So Kanan now with 9 points in the game. And that ties it up at 23. Westerville with the basketball coming up the left side of the floor. They break the full court press. Give it to Myers at the elbow. Myers trying to force one inside. We're going to get a foul called on Drew Clary. Trying to come over the top of James Gibson and got him with the body when he reached over. He just can't do that and get away with it. And Drew Clary picks up his second personal foul here in the first half. Kanan Heck will take his place on the floor. Westerville will inbound the basketball with a minute 31 to go in the second quarter. They inbound the ball to Mathis. Mathis with a three-point shot off the inbound. No good. Rebound, Jed Montgomery. He leads the break, going back the other way. Leads it to Eli King, and he'll bring it out top, and the Comets will restart the offense against the zone defense. Got to Montgomery, now DeWolf. DeWolf, that left-hand dribble, takes it to the top of the key. Leads it to Eli King. He comes to the top and goes to the right side to DeWolf. DeWolf looking to drive the baseline, couldn't get open, gives it to the cutter in the lane, that is Montgomery. He misses a shot. And a rebound controlled by Lesterville. Down to under a minute to go. 58 seconds, as a matter of fact. Here's another pass in the middle, deflected by the Comet defense, and we're going to get a foul called on the Alton Comets. I believe this one will be on Jed Montgomery. Yes, it is. Montgomery called for the foul, and he deflected it. And then went after the ball and got a piece of one of the Lesterville Bearcats. So Lesterville inbound in a tie ball game, 23-23. They go over to Loffman. Loffman shoots a three, and it's good! Number 24, Holden Loffman with his first three-pointer of the night. But that is the 1-2-3-4th made three-pointer of the game here in the first half for Lesterville. Alton with the basketball. Eli King, nice penetration move, and then overshot the basketball. And Lesterville's got it back with 30 seconds to go in the half, leading by three, 26-23. They'll back it out near midcourt. Loffman working against Jed Montgomery. Fake the move. Down to 18 seconds to go now. Lesterville holding for the final shot of the half. Well, Loffman almost stepped out of bounds. He goes to the top of the key, feeds the ball around to Matthews for three. That's no good. Rebound Montgomery. Jed approaches midcourt. Long pass up to Eli King for three. It's good! Eli King hits a three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half, and we're tied at 26 after 16 minutes of play. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals and pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
We're back at halftime here of our game, the third place game from the Cabool Holiday Tournament. We're all tied at 26, Alton and Lesterville, and we were tied at 12 at the end of the quarter. It's been a very meticulous game. Both teams have been very deliberate, showing good patience against the their opponent's zone defense. Lesterville opened the game in a man-to-man, and Alton was kind of having their way, especially with Colby Kernodle in the middle. They went zone, and they kind of put a stop to getting the ball to the big man. Then he picked up his second foul, and Colby went out. And things got a little, both teams started to heat it up toward the end of the half. Again, Alton and Lesterville both scoring 14 points in the second quarter. So here we go, scoring for the first half with the Alton Comets. They're led by Kanan Heck. He had 9-6 for Colby Kernodle. A 3 for Eli King, and that was a 3 that tied it at the buzzer at the half. And then 2 points apiece for Drew Clary, Andy Morrison, Dalton Sharp, and Brandon DeWolf. For Lesterville, only 4 players have scored, all 4 of them starters. Vince Matthews with 5 points in the ballgame, 8 for Nolan Mathis, including 2 3-pointers. Brendan Myers with 6, and 7 points for Holden Loffman, including a 3-pointer. 3-point shooting, Alton has hit 1 in the first half. Lesterville has hit 4. Comets, obviously, with more field goals in the game, because Lesterville is going the 3-for-2, if you will. Again, it's halftime here of our game, brought to you this afternoon by Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Corn Fred Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton, along with Simpson's True Value and the Fuel Express. Alton Comet basketball. It's halftime. Again, 6:22 to go in the half. 26-26 is our score. We're all tied up. Watching the two teams that are getting ready to play for the championship tonight out on the floor, taking some extra time here to get familiar with the basket, get out and do a little shooting. That would be the Thayer Bobcats on one end and the Adora Falcons on the other. That one will be coming up immediately following this game, and we'll have it for you here on K-Country 95 Radio. Again, it's 26-all. Alton and Lesterville all tied up. We'll be back with more of your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
Here's an awesome gift idea for the tool lover at an amazing price. Right now, the DeWalt 34-piece quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drive socket set is just $29.99 at Simpson True Value. Made of chrome vanadium steel, the set has a lockable stacking case, durable transparent lid, and a removable inside tray. Plus, it comes with a full lifetime warranty. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Now back here at Camille, they always play some of the coolest music during the halftime in between ball games. They always do a great job with that, and a great job with this tournament. Ladies up in the hospitality room always do a fantastic job. And we enjoy coming up here. It's a holiday tournament. It's kind of become a tradition among a number of these teams that have played in this tournament. Thayer's played in this tournament since its inception. And I don't remember what year it was, but I remember Joe Easter had an idea to put together a big holiday tournament, and it's been going on ever since then. In fact, I saw Joe at the ball game the other night. Didn't get a chance to talk to him, but no longer in coaching. But this tournament's been around for a good many years now. Thayer Bobcats have won it on a number of occasions. Alton Comets have never won this tournament. Matter of fact, they were in it for a while, then they got out of it, and then they got back in it again. And I was talking to Coach Hollis the other night in the hospitality room, and he said, you know, we have never won a game in the Kabul tournament. At least this group of Alton Comet players had never won a game in this tournament until this year. And here they are playing in the third-place game, so making lots of strides. Alton Comets have got to get something going offensively in the second half. We're tied at 26 here at the intermission. Alton and Lesterville in the third-place trophy game. Teams, of course, will switch ends and be playing in front of their benches. By the way, if you're on your way up for the championship game, you might want to kind of get it in another gear. The place is starting to fill up. Highly anticipated championship game tonight between the Thayer Bobcats and the Dora Falcons. And folks, if you haven't had a chance to get out and see these Dora Falcons play, they are just fantastic. And of course, they boast one, if not two or three of the best, very, very best players in our part of the country anyway, in high school basketball. And they really do. They are a lot of fun to watch. When they get their game going, they're hard to stop, and they're a lot of fun to watch. So if you want to see some entertaining basketball, and same way for the Thayer Bobcats, who are beginning to get the football out of them, and are beginning to kind of figure this thing out. And, of course, a team that starts three sophomores for the Thayer Bobcats. So they're starting to figure it out. I suspect we'll have a really good championship game here in just a little while. Got to complete this third-place business first, though. The Alton Comets need to get something going offensively and to put some distance between them and these Lesterville Bearcats. Again, our halftime score, 26-all. We'll be back with your third quarter in just 1 minute. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We're back and ready for our fourth quarter, or our third quarter, second half, just getting ready to start. Alton and Lesterville here in the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And again, we've played a half, and we really haven't decided much. Our score tied at 26. Lesterville gets the ball to start the second half, and here we go. Loftman with his. Lesterville looks like they've got their starters back out on the floor. Alton with their starters out there as well, playing that 2-3 zone defense. Lesterville working on the perimeter. Myers with it at the top of the key. Goes over to Loftman. Somebody better get on him. He'll shoot that three. Here's Mathis with a three that's no good. And the rebound gets on the floor. Got a scramble after it. And a held ball. And the possession is going to belong to the Alton Comets with 7:37 to play in the third quarter. Again, the house is getting full here for the championship game coming up a little bit later on. They're coming out to Kabul tonight for the title game. Better get here soon. Here come the Alton Comets on the offensive end. In fact, a little more intensity for the Alton Comets here. They seem to have a little more hop in their step. Looking to put their game together. Here's the give to Kanan Heck. Rolling through the lane. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Fakes back up and in. And the foul. Kanan Heck gives the Alton Comets the lead. And it'll go to the line for the three-point play. Foul is on number three, Nolan Mathis. And that'll be foul number two on Mathis. Neither team, by the way, in any serious foul trouble. Clary and Cronova each have two for the Comets. Mathis now with two for the Lesterville Bearcats. The only two fouls that have been called against the Bearcats tonight. There's a missed free throw, and Eli King trying to run down the rebound in the corner for Alton, and it goes out of bounds. So the ball will belong to the Lesterville Bearcats. They inbound it in the backcourt to Matthews. Matthews gets it up middle of the floor to Myers and right back to Matthews. He sees a lane, an opening in the lane, goes in for a shot. No good. Tried to shoot it over Cronodal. Got it too high off the backboard, and the Comets control it. Clary comes it down to Cronodal. Backing down the defender. He shoots and scores. Or just that simple when you can get it to him down there. Cronodal with nobody around him, a defender behind him, and he just powered through and has his eighth point of the night. And the Alton Comets out to a four-point lead early here in the third quarter. Here's Myers in the lane. He's going to put up a shot. But a foul going to be called. Will this be on Cronodal? No, it is on number 20. That is Morrison. Well, Andy Morrison picks up his second foul. And it'll send number 21, Brendan Myers, to the free throw line to shoot two. Jed Montgomery getting ready to check in the game for the Alton Comets here. Free throw for Myers is good. Brendan Myers didn't score in the first quarter. He had 6 points in the second quarter. And Montgomery into the ballgame in place of Andy Morrison. But Morrison is out. Montgomery is in, and Myers hits another free throw. 6 of his 8 points have come from the free throw line for Brendan Myers. Alton now the ball to the backcourt. Montgomery bounces it up across the timeline to Clary. Clary got it down to Eli King. Fakes in the lane. Now shoots. No good. A lot of contact. No foul call. And here comes Lesterville with a rebound. Got it to Matthews up the floor. Kicks it back out to Loftman. Loftman making a move to the top of the key. Comets cut him off defensively. He'll give it up to Myers. Back to Loftman on a little give and go. A little left-hand hook shot. He is no good. Rebound to Eli King for Alton. Here come the Comets. Montgomery quick up the floor. Comets handle it out front and get over to, we're going to get a travel call. Travel is the call on the Comets. Eli King making a move in the paint, travel with the basketball. And here comes Lesterville after the turnover. 30-28, Lesterville down by two. Comets broke out on a 4-0 run. Lesterville's come back and scored two of their own. They've got it now to Myers at the free throw line. And he went to dribble through the lane, and he's called for the travel. A lot of travel calls in the ballgame tonight at the beginning of dribble drives. So folks getting in a little bit of hurry. As the legendary coach John Wooden would say, you got to hurry up and slow down. Alton with a basketball. Kanan Heck out front, working off a screen, moves into the lane, shoots the running one-hander off the window. It's good. Kanan Heck, 13 points now in the ballgame. I think he only had two in the first quarter. A slow start tonight, but Heck up to 13 now in the ballgame. And Alton back up by four, 32-28. Here to give to Myers for Lesterville. Moves in the lane. His shot is blocked out of bounds. Myers going down the left side, the left-hander. And Colby Cronodal knocked the shot out of bounds down there. And Lesterville will inbound under the bucket. They bring it into Loftman. Wide open for a three out of the corner, and he ripped it home. Loftman with his second three-pointer of the night, and that makes it a one-point game again, 32-31. Alton, back the other way. Kanan Heck going down the left side of the lane, pulls up with a shot. That is blocked by Gibson, and he came down with a loose ball, gives it to Loftman, and now Lesterville with a chance to retake the lead with a bucket. Loftman moves it to the top of the key, gives off to Matthews. Matthews in the lane, gets his man off his feet, shoots, no good, and rebound controlled by Drew Clary. Clary, long lead out, got it to Eli King. He'll lay it up and in. Big turnaround there for the Alton Comets with the steal and the quick run out. That makes it a three-point Comet lead, 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Alton gets back defensively. Here comes Matthews. Gets the ball out to Loftman, top of the key. He tried to step back three, couldn't get the shot away. Gives it off to Mathis. They'll dump it down low. Now to Gibson, turns, hangs in the air, shoots over Kernodle. Shot is no good. And a rebound taken by Kernodle. They're getting a bit physical in the middle of the paint. Alton coming the other way. Eli King on the baseline. Out to Drew Clary. Clary back over to King. King lobs it down to Kernodle. He spins right. Little baby hook shot is good. Kernodle looking like Wilt Chamberlain in there. That little hook shot, little one-handed, really not the true hook shot. It wasn't a Luau Cinder or Abdul-Jabbar hook shot, but it was more like a Wilt Chamberlain hook shot. Here's Laughlin going right at Kernodle again, puts a little left-handed hook shot around over the top of him. It was no good, but the ball is stolen by Lesterville, and Vince Matthews, a spin move around Kernodle to get the bucket. That was a nice play. We get a timeout on the floor. It's 36-33, Alton Comets with the lead. We've got a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here with 3:29 to play in the third quarter. Alton with a three-point lead over the Lesterville Bearcats, 36-33. And business has definitely picked up here in the second half of this game. Kind of a slow-moving game in the first half. Both teams a little more intensity here as we get deeper into the second half. Comets breaking the full-court pressure here. Got the ball down to Drew Clary. Clary lobbing it cross-court to Jed Montgomery for three. Oh, off the back of the rim, no good. But the rebound taken by DeWolf. DeWolf for Alton. Gives it out top. Gets it right back now on the wing. He'll give over to Eli King. Comets going with King, Clary, Kernodle, DeWolf, and Montgomery on the floor. And here's Drew Clary down the right side. He puts one up and good. Just the second field goal of the game for Drew Clary. Alton now picking up the pressure defensively in the backcourt. Now they'll back off after the inbound. Laughlin brings it up across the timeline for Lesterville. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Alton up by five. Lesterville's got it. On the right side wing, Laughlin going down to the baseline, shooting over a double team. No good. And rebound controlled by Kernodle, and the Comets want to come on the break. Montgomery now slows it down as he approaches half court. Got it across the timeline for DeWolf, right side to King. Eli, long cross-court pass to Montgomery. Montgomery driving into the lane, couldn't find a shot. Gives it back out to DeWolf. He'll go to the bucket, and it's up. We're going to get a whistle, and we got a travel going to be called on Brandon DeWolf. I don't know about that one. The official looked at one of the other officials first. And then called the travel. I'm not too sure about that one. Anyway, Bearcats with the ball on the other end. Long shot is on the way. No good. Rebound hold. Comets are off on a 3-on-1. Montgomery to Clary to the bucket for the lay-in. Jed Montgomery and Drew Clary running the floor and had DeWolf on the right side if all else failed. A 3-1 fast break. And here's Lesterville with the ball. They get it down to the baseline. Shot is up and no good. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called down on the baseline. That was either Eli King or Colby Kernodle. And they're going to call it on Kernodle. It was Kernodle. That'll be his third of the night. The boy, the Comets took advantage of the big man while he was out there. He has now scored 10 points in the bowl game. Comets are led by Kanan Heck with 13. Kanan's not even on the floor. Hadn't been most of the half. Here's Lesterville on the inbound. Got it into Myers. Myers one step in the lane, shoots and scores. Brandon Myers now with 10 points. Second Bearcat in double figures. Alton with the basketball. Montgomery feeds it over on the left wing to Eli King. He'll back it out. Laying it across court now to Montgomery. Montgomery dumping it down to Dalton Sharp, who just checked in. He turns and scores. Dalton Sharp picking up where Colby Kernodle left off. Taking it down in the low blocks and scoring with ease. 4 points now for Sharp off the bench. That's 14 out of the post. 14 points out of the post for the Alton Comets. And we're going to get a whistle and a holding foul again. Down in the corner, Laughlin caught the pass. And he gets fouled. It's on Eli King. That'll be foul number one on Eli this afternoon. 7-point Alton Comet lead now, a minute 7 to go in the third quarter. Alton has scored 16 points in this quarter already. They scored 12 in the first quarter, 14 in the second. And with a minute 7 to go, they have scored 16 in this quarter. Here's the Bearcats off the inbound. Got to Loftman. 3-point shot is on the way. No good. Rebound taken by Gibson. He puts it back up and in. James Gibson with an offensive rebound and a putback. Dalton Sharp had a hand on that ball, and Gibson just went up between his hands and took it away. Alton now. Lead is back down to 5. Thomas with it. Kanan Heck on the wing. Gives out to Eli King. Now Brandon DeWolf. He'll shoot the 3. That one rattles in and out. No good. Heck with the rebound. Going back up. His shot is blocked by Gibson. And it goes out of bounds. So 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alton up by 5. Trying to make it a 7-point game at the end of 3 quarters of play. Eli King will trigger it in on the baseline. Got it to Kanan Heck. Fakes left, moves right, one step, puts it up in here. Kid just knows how to score. He's got 15 in the game. 13 in the middle of 2 quarters. Only scored 2 in the first quarter. Bearcats with the ball again, down by 7. Myers with it out front, making a dribble drive, trying to pass it through the lane. Ball is deflected, picked up by Lesterville. Loftman going down to the baseline, puts up a running one-hander, no good. Rebound, Andy Morrison. Morrison, long pass out to DeWolf. He will slide to the bucket for lay-in. Brandon DeWolf scores, and there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Comets finish in a flurry, and they lead it by 9 as we head to the fourth quarter. Alton, 46. Lesterville, 37 in the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in search of a tape measure that's extra tough and durable? Then you need to stop into Simpson True Value in Alton and grab the Stanley 2-Pack Fat Max Tape Measure Set. The pack of two 25-foot tape measures is just $19.97, and with two in the pack, there's one for you and one for someone's Christmas stocking. The high-impact case with slip-resistant hold stands up to heavy use, and the forward blade lock makes locking and unlocking easy. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson's True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back at Kabul. We'll get ready for our fourth quarter here in the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And the crowd continues to swell in anticipation of the championship game coming up here in just a little bit. Thayer and Dora for the Kabul Holiday Tournament title. And we'll have that for you here on the Ecom Sports Network on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Lesterville opens the second or the fourth quarter with the basketball. Down by 9. Alton now scored them 20-11 in the third quarter. And the Comets with a lead. Here's almost a steal by the Comets. Oh, they do get it. Clary on the floor, comes up with a loose ball. And Alton on a 3-on-1. Heck going to that lane. He's going to get fouled on the drive, and he'll go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. What a play by Drew Clary, getting down on the floor and coming up with that loose ball. He's fouled by James Gibson. That is only the third foul called against Lesterville in this game. Alton's only been called for 3 in the second half, so neither team getting anywhere near the bonus yet. First free throw for Kanan Heck is good. Kanan Heck has taken over this game. He's got 16 points now. And looking for number 17 here for the Comets. Number 5, the junior. And the shot is up. This one hits the front of the rim. Falls off the right side. Rebounded by Lesterville. It's a 10-point Alton Comet lead with 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Lesterville trying to dump it into the lane. Ball deflected and picked off by Clary again. Clary on the break, stepping into the lane, puts up a shot, no. Gets his own rebound, back up with it. That one wouldn't go down. And the rebound taken by Myers for Lesterville. Got it off to Loftman. Loftman goes to Matthews, looking for the shot, couldn't get it. Gives it back to Loftman. Loftman fakes the 3, moves down to the baseline. 12-foot running jumper is no good. And rebound comes off the rim. Gets on the floor. Andy Morrison picks it up. So Alton starting to dominate here. It looks like Lesterville is just out of gas. Alton Thomas have used so many different players. Here's Kanan Heck. Nice dual drive move into the lane. He scores again. Kanan Heck, he's not running out of gas. He's just getting started. He's got 18 in the game. And Lesterville on the other end. One pass and a three-point shot. We're going to get a foul down in the corner. A foul on Drew Clary. Well, you never foul a three-point shooter. Clary got a little bit out of control there. Came down on Mathis after he shot the three. The shot was no good, so three free throws here for Nolan Mathis, a junior for the Lesterville Bearcats. And the first one is up and good. Mathis now with 9 points in the game. One more, and he becomes the third Lesterville Bearcat in double figures. And this one is good. Mathis now with 10. 10 for Brendan Myers. 10 for Holden Loftman. Now Clary checks out of the game as Brandon DeWolf will check in for the Comets. 49-39, Comet lead is back down to 10. And Lesterville trying to make it a 9-point game, and Mathis hits all three free throws. And we get a timeout called here by Lesterville. Coach Anthony Caruso wants to talk to his team just a little bit. 6:41 to play in the game. 49-40, Alton with the lead. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
It's 49-40, the Alton Comets with a 9-point lead over the Lesterville Bearcats here in the third-place game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Alton Comets will have the basketball here. It looks like Lesterville will pick up at midcourt. It looks like they're going to go back to the man-to-man defense. And with that being the case, Alton's got Colby Cronodo back on the floor. Andy Morrison brings the ball up across the timeline, steps through a double team, feeds the top of the key to Eli King. Now off to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf pulls up his dribble, gives it back to King. King going left side to Andy Morrison. Morrison into the lane, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good! Andy Morrison with a 10-footer. He's got 4 points in the game, and Alton back up by 11, 51-40. Alton coming off of a good third quarter where they scored 20 points. We're going to put some on the board here. Lesterville with the ball. The fourth shot by Matthews, no good. Rebound off to the Comets. They go on the break. Here's a shot by Kanan Heck, no good. Rebound coming the other way. Matthews stepping into the lane, working against Cronodal. Gets the shot up on the rim, but it wouldn't drop. And they were going to get a whistle and a foul. That'll be on Colby Cronodal. That's going to be number four on Colby. Cronodal picks up his fourth foul. He'll come out of the ball game. Going to the line to shoot two. Vince Matthews for the the Bearcats, Lesterville. 8 points now for Matthews in the game. Dalton Sharp will check in. Comets going here in the final 6 minutes with DeWolf, Heck, Sharp, Morrison, and King. And both free throws are good for Vince Matthews. Matthews now with 9 points. And here comes Alton with the basketball. They get it down the left corner to Kanan Heck. Heck driving the baseline, couldn't get to the rim. Gives it off to Eli King. He'll go into the lane, shoot one up off the rim, no good. Dalton Sharp fights for the rebound, going back up with it. He'll get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Good rebound there by Dalton Sharp. He's fouled by number 30, James Gibson. Foul on Gibson will be his second. That is the third team foul against Lesterville. 5:41 to go here in the game. Alton up by 9, 51-42. And Dalton Sharp hits the free throw. So Sharp off the bench with 5 points. Also 4 points for Brandon DeWolf off the bench. Comets with 9 bench points tonight. That's a good number. Looking for double figures from the bench, and Sharp hits it. He's got 6. And it's back to an 11-point Alton lead with 5:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Comets a little bit of token backcourt pressure. Here goes Matthews trying to spin to the lane, fell down, and we get a timeout called. Matthews fell down, talking to the official saying he was tripped. There wasn't anybody else around. He just got tangled up with his own feet and fell. Anyway, Melbourne or Lesterville gets a timeout. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, we're back and ready for the final 5.5 minutes of this one. The Alton Comets with a 11-point lead, 53-42. As we play here in the fourth quarter, the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Lesterville, the inbound, down under their own bucket. They bring it out front for Myers. Myers over to Loftin. Loftin will back it out to near midcourt and start the offense from there. Wings their right side to Mathis. Mathis gives it back to Loftin in the corner. Comets defense jumps out on it. Here's a good quick pass down to Myers. Myers to Gibson. Gibson goes up with a shot, but they're going to wave it off. There's a foul before the shot. Got to be called on Drew Clary. Clary picks up his third of the afternoon. Got him on the arm. Actually, that's the, well, they put third. Now it's fourth. Okay, they say fourth foul on Drew Clary officially. He will come out of the ballgame. So Kernodal and Clary each with four fouls for the Comets. Lesterville will inbound. Just the 16th foul on Alton. They'll start shooting the 1-1 on the next one. Lesterville working around the outside. Got it to Loftin in the right corner. No-look pass down to Myers. Myers, nice shot of the lane, but it wouldn't go down. And a rebound control by Sharp. Sharp coming. Got it off to Andy Morrison. Morrison back out to Heck. Heck over to DeWolf. DeWolf down to Morrison. In the corner to Eli King. King, long cross court. Got it to DeWolf. DeWolf moving off a screen, going to the rack. Has his shot blocked by Gibson. And the rebound control by Lesterville. Lesterville back to within 11 here. They need a bucket. They need one quick. Long shot is up. No good. Myers with a tip-in. Myers with a tip-in for Lesterville. That makes it a 9-point game. Alton with it. DeWolf going to the high post for Eli King. He couldn't hang on, and the ball gets kicked. And it'll be Alton Comet basketball. Ball got kicked by one of the Lesterville Bearcats. Alton with a substitution here. DeWolf will come out of the game. Drew Clary checks back in. Eli King, your trigger man, with 4:25 to play. A lot of time left in this game. Alton inbounds it to Kane and Heck. Heck out around the three-point line. Goes to Clary in the lane. Turns right. Goes around the defender. Shoots and scores. Drew Clary. Droopy's got 8 now in the ballgame. And that makes it an 11-point lead again for the Alton Comets. 55-44. Lesterville with it out on top. Matthews, he'll back it out. Feet over to Loftin. Loftin thought about taking the three. Now goes to the free throw line. Gives it out to Mathis. Mathis back to Loftin. Loftin looking to go into the lane and coming around knocking it away is Dalton Sharp. One thing you're going to get from Dalton Sharp when he's in the ballgame, and that's 110% on every play. Came all the way from around the defender to knock that pass away. And diving to the floor after the basketball. Lesterville will have it. Here's a nice move by Loftin. Got to the rim. Couldn't hit the shot. And a rebound control by Alton. They get it up to Drew Clary. Clary got a screen. Gets cut off at the baseline. Gives Eli King trailing the play. His jumper is too strong off the back iron. And we're going to get a foul coming the other way on Eli King. And that's going to put Lesterville at the free throw line. 3:41 to go. And Lesterville will be into the bonus. That'll be team foul number 7. Foul number 2 on Eli King. And number 1, Vince Matthews going to the free throw line. Matthews 2-for-2 from the line, and this one is up and good. So Matthews now with 10 points. That is 4 Bearcats in double figures. Led by Brendan Myers, who has 12. Another one is up. That is no good. Rebound control by Dalton Sharp. And the Alton Comets now with a 9-point or 10-point lead. And Morrison breaks the press and goes for the layup. Andy Morrison goes for the layup. He's got 6 on the afternoon. And the Alton Comet lead is back to 12, 57-45. Every time it looks like Lesterville might make a run, Comet get an easy bucket. Again, inside here, Lesterville. Now back outside to Matthews. Short jumper is good. Vince Matthews with 12. Number one. Alton breaks the full court press. Got it to Eli King. King out to Clary. Thought about the three. Now moves into the lane. Drops the pass down low for Dalton Sharp, who puts it up and in. 8 points off the bench now for Sharp. And it's a 12-point lead again. 59-47. Matthews with it for Lesterville. Got it to Myers. Myers to Mathis. Now Loftman. Loftman moving off the screen. Quick pass down low to Gibson. Fakes. Gets his man off his feet. Shoots. That one was blocked. Rebound picked up by Myers. He goes back up and in, and he'll go to the line for the 3-point play. Nice play by Myers to stay with that. So he gets the bucket. That gives him 14 in the game. And he'll go to try and complete a 3-point play. Sub in the ball game for Lesterville. Number two is checked in. That is Aiden Mathis. And number three, Nolan Mathis, is out. Free throw is up by Myers, and it's good. 15 now for Myers. That makes it a 9-point ball game with 2:37 to go. Alton with it in the backcourt. Morrison gets it across the timeline, feeds over to Clary. Clary to Eli King in the lane, down the right side. He goes to the rim and lays it in. Eli King now with 7. And here's Lesterville back the other way. Loftman into the lane, elevates for the jumper, and it's good. Well, Lesterville enters a long pass for Alton. They got it up to Dalton Sharp under the bucket. He puts it up and in off the left side window. Dalton Sharp with 10. Third Comet in double figure. Dalton has played well tonight when he's been in there. Here's Loftman going to shoot another long one for Lesterville. That's no good. Rebound Gibson goes back up and in for Lesterville. Team's trading baskets out there. And Alton's lead is back down to 9. We're going to get a whistle. And we have a foul going to be called on Lesterville. Number 2, that is Aiden Mathis, is going to be his first of the afternoon. Dalton Sharp out of the game. Boy, he gets a high five from Coach Norm Hollis. Dalton Sharp was good tonight so far. Alton gets the ball to Kanan Heck. Heck spinning toward the lane. The shot is blocked by Myers. Kanan goes and gets it on the baseline and then steps out of bounds. Oh, man. That takes a lot of wherewithal to have your shot blocked and to see where the ball goes and go get it. Most guys just got to hang their head. Anyway, here comes Lesterville. In the lane, they go to Myers. One dribble, spins right around Kernoble, puts it up and in. Brendan Myers now with 17 for Lesterville. It's back to a 7-point game, 63-56. Minute 25 to go. We're going to get a foul as the Comets come across the timeline. Number 2, call for the foul again. That is Aiden Mathis. And that's apparently why he is in the game right now. Try and get him up to the point where they get the Comets at the free throw line. That is the 15th foul. Alton inbounds it. They got it down low to Kernodle. Shoots too hard. No good. Goes and gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Colby Kernodle with his 12th point. That puts Alton back up by 9. 65-56. Lesterville with the ball. Loftman going into the lane. Shot blocked by Kernodle, but we're going to get a foul before the shot. It'll be the 1-1. Foul's going to be on Kanan Heck, trying to stay with Loftman. Told you, this kid's a good player, Loftman. Holden Loftman, a senior from Lesterville. And now number 3, Nolan Mathis, checks back in the ballgame. And Aiden Mathis will check out at the free throw line, number 24. Holden Loftman, first free throw is up and good. Makes it an 8-point game again, 65-57. A minute 14 to go. Loftman now with 11 points in the game. Foul, by the way, on Kanan Heck was his first. And Loftman hits the second free throw. Lesterville. What's on the full court press. Comets inbound the ball immediately to Drew Clary, and he gets fouled. That'll be on Loftman. That'll be foul number 1 on him. And the Comets will, they won't be shooting yet. That is just the 16th foul against Lesterville. So they're going to have to foul again if they want to put the Comets at the free throw line. Looking inbound is Eli King. Got it into Clary. Clary double-teamed in the backcourt. Got rid of it to King. And now we get a whistle and a foul as King went to make a move. And the Comets will be shooting to 1-1. It'll be Eli King going to the free throw line. Foul is on number one. That was Vince Matthews. And that will be his first. 1:08 to play in the ball game. 65-58. Alton Comets with the lead. Trying to add to it here is Eli King. First free throw is up, but it's good. 8 points now for Eli. Good balance scoring for the Comets. Three players in double figures, led by Kanan Heck with 18. And he'll shoot another one here. It is on the way, and it is good. King now with 9. And Lesterville coming the other way. They need points in a hurry. Matthews pulls up with a long 3. No good. Comets rebounded and got it in the backcourt. Andy Morrison gives it off to Kanan Heck across the timeline, and he'll get fouled by Myers, number 21, going to be called for the hold. And that'll put Kanan Heck at the free throw line. If there are any Comets that you do not want to foul, Kanan Heck might be the one. And the crowd now looks like is almost standing room only. Folks are standing around the mezzanine here at the Cabool High School gym. First free throw for Kanan Heck is good. Everybody anticipating a dandy championship game tonight between the Thayer Bobcats and the Dora Falcons, and you're going to get to hear it right here on the Ecom Sports Network. Second free throw is good for Kanan Heck, now with 20 points in the game. And you got to think Kanan has got a real good shot at making the all-tournament team. Here goes Lesterville, the shot in the lane, no good. Rebound comes down to Gibson. He goes back up. That one's no good. Rebound, Drew Clary, and we're going to get a foul called on the Alton Comets. I think that's on Colby Kernodle. Kernodle going to be called for the foul on the rebound. That'll be number 5 on Colby. Well, he fouls out with 12 points tonight. At 6'9", Kernodle was a force when he was out there. Dalton Sharp, who also has been a force tonight, comes off the bench. He's got 10. Coach Caruso looks out there and says, really? You replaced a 6'9 guy with somebody that scored 10 off the bench? And the free throw for Myers is no good. 45 seconds to play. 69-58, Alton up by 11. Myers trying to make it a 10-point game, and he hits the free throw. The second was good. He's got 18. He might have a shot at the all-tournament team. And here's Alton on the inbound to Morrison. And he's going to be fouled with 43 seconds to play. Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton, your agent in Alton and Thayer. The Alton Bank, Paintmaster's Collision Repair of Alton and Thayer. Alton CarQuest Auto Parts and Alton Gun and Pawn, along with the Fuel Express. Simpson's True Value in Alton and the Hollis Insurance Agency. Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent in Alton. And the Corn Fred Rascal Restaurant on the Square. First free throw for Andy Morrison is good. Andy now with 7 points in the ballgame. Alton led by Kanan Heck with 20. Then 12 for Kernodle, 10 for Sharp, 9 for King, 7 for Morrison, 8 for Clary. And make it 8 now for Morrison. And here comes Lesterville. 41 seconds to go on the game. Laughlin going all the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound, volleyed around. Myers has got it. Goes back up, count it, and a foul. Dalton Sharp going to be whistled for the foul as Myers got the offensive rebound, goes back up with it. He's got 20 in the ballgame. He'll go to the line, shoot for the three-point play to make it a 9-point game with 33 seconds to go. Free throw is up for Myers, and it's good. And there's the inbound play for the Comets. They go to Morrison in the corner, and Andy's going to get fouled again. Morrison will go to the free throw line with a chance to add to his 8-point total. It's a 9-point game, 71-62, with 32 seconds remaining. Morrison to the line. Looking to get double figures if he can hit them both. A senior puts the first one up with the right hand. It's good. Andy Morrison trying to keep his team in that double-digit lead and get that third place hardware. Of course, Thomas came in here. Everybody comes into a tournament just wanting to win the thing. You want the gold at the end of the rainbow. But third place in this tournament is nothing to sneeze at. Alton Comets well on their way. They lead it by 11, 29 seconds to go. Here is Matthews off to Loftman. Loftman, no-look pass. Nice play down to Matthews for the bucket. Matthews now with 14. Alton, oh, and the ball stolen by Loftman. A three-point shot is good. Loftman with a three. Hold the phone. 13 seconds to go. We've got a six-point game.
Your Chiefs Kingdom sponsors, including Thayer Decorating, Kern Incorporated, West Plains, your shelter insurance agents, and Reckman, Dave Thomas, Roger Foley, Norm Hollis, and Terry Newton. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Car Doctor 2 of Thayer. Paintmasters Collision Repair Center of Alton and Oregon County Cars of Thayer. Hills Auto Sales of Salem. West Plains Roofing. River Country Chevrolet of Thayer and Kern River Ford of Donovan. Hensley Farm Equipment of Koshkodon. Ruby Doo's Vintage Event Center at West Plains. And Sardin's Towing of Thayer, Winona, and Poplar Bluff.
All right, sorry about that. All right, 73-67. All of a sudden, we've got a six-point game thanks to a shot and a steal on the inbound. And Kanan Heck actually fell down when they inbounded the ball to him. He lost the handle on it, and Loftman hit a three out of the corner. And that makes it a six-point game with 13.8 seconds to play here in the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. And it'll be Alton Comet ball here. They'll inbound down under the Westerville basket. And again, the crowd continuing to grow. More folks coming in here. And they're coming into a gym where there's not any seats available right now. Well, there are a few kind of scattered around, but if you want to sit down during that championship game, you better get here in a hurry. And some of the folks are standing, I think, because they just prefer to do so. All right, Alton inbounded with 13 seconds to go, up by six. Westerville not going away yet. Number four seed wants that third-place trophy. Thomas inbound the ball to Morrison. Morrison dribbles and is going to get fouled here in the backcourt with 11 seconds to go. So Morrison back to the free-throw line. Andy has scored 10 points tonight. And he'll shoot two more. He's been perfect down the stretch from the free-throw line. 4 for 4. In fact, he has scored the last 4 points. The Alton...
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Paintmasters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paintmasters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintmastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, and you really didn't miss anything. Andy Morrison hit the free throws. Alton Comets win it by a final score, 74-67. Again, your final, 74-67. The Alton Comets with the win, and they take home the third place trophy here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Good ball game for the Alton Comets. They got out early, let Lesterville kind of get back in it. We were tied at 12 at the end of a quarter. We were tied at 26 at the half. Alton had a big third quarter. They scored 20 points, outscored Lesterville 20-11 in the third quarter to open up the 46-37 lead. And then just rolled to the victory. They maintained in the fourth quarter. And Alton improves their record to 9-2 on the year. And even better than that, they win the third-place hardware here in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. All right, our championship game coming up in just a few minutes. It'll be the Alton Comets and the Dora Falcons. If you can hear the crowd, those teams are making their way out onto the floor now. Going to try and get Coach Hollis to come up and talk with us here in just a bit. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Alton led tonight by Kanan Heck with 20 points, 12 for Colby Kernodle, 10 for Dalton Sharp, 9 for Eli King, 10 for Andy Morrison, and 8 for Drew Clary, 4 points for Brandon DeWolf. And for the Lesterville Bearcats, they fought hard till the very end. Brendan Myers had 21 points for them. 15 on the night for Holden Loftman, including 1, 2, 3 three-pointers. Vince Matthews had 14 and 13 for Nolan Mathis, 4 for James Gibson. So all 5 of their starters scored in the ballgame this evening. In the Alton Comets with the win here, 74-67.